Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast. It's Justine.
And it's Geneva. Hi, friends. We are talking quickly a few Summer House. Martha's Vineyard returned and the OG was on. I meant to tell you, I watched all of Buying Beverly Hills.
Please tell me what you think.
I like that show. I'll say that. I really find it entertaining. I think it's a travesty that Mauricio was able to create this like beautiful story edit for himself. And we got so much more than we got in Beverly Hills Housewives, like so much more. You're seeing the daughters, you're seeing Kyle and him have super uncomfortable conversations, him talking about everything. I mean, it's, you get everything we did not get in Beverly Hills, which is just so shocking to me that they saved it for this show. But it was great to watch. And he honestly got a great edit because it looks like he's kind of left in the dark. Their daughters don't really know what's happening. Mommy's gone, you know?
Like
it was good at it for him, for sure.
I find it fascinating that either she left the marriage and, see, I didn't watch it, so this is what I'm just taking from it.
Yeah.
She gave so much. I think she should be fired off Housewives because of this, because she could easily give us a lot more on Housewives if she wanted to.
Yes.
And the show would be exponentially better. This whole season, we got nothing. It was about Erica being drunk or whatever at the party. That's the only thing I remember from the whole season. Who knows? Dory and her issues. And then you give your husband that supposedly you act like wronged you, but maybe you just are done with him. So are you giving him a parting gift of this drama to have him have a better season than he never would have had without you?
Right,
is she trying to set the daughters up for success for a good Netflix show?
All of those
is that
things.
The gift? But why would she be willing to?
Yeah, that's the fascinating part. Is
the
like
golden goose.
There is way more about him and Kyle as a couple on this show than she wasn't even on last season. So somehow they got her to be on. And then the second piece is like, I mean, the day they're filming the day the People magazine thing drops and they're with the kids in Aspen and they're like having to talk about it. And the kids had not heard anything from them. It's like, well, that's the scene you get on that show. And you don't get that.
I saw the clip of it. Right. And when was that filmed? And then she's saying, I got to go pick up and film.
Yeah.
Was that her scene with Erica?
Yeah. And they were like, who do you need to film with? Cause dad is here. And she was like, well, your dad's busy. So, you know, and it's just, it really does seem like, again, something happened. Her friend died. He was totally MIA.
Maybe it's the friend passing. Right.
She moved on. Like there's something, either it's that incident or something else happened.
Right. Right.
And she just is over it. And you can tell he's just
bemuffled that he doesn't know what it is still.
Right. Right.
Right.
He also has like immense like emotional control. This whole, like the way they edit him, like he's never out of control, but you can see he's emotional about it. He doesn't cry, but he's like very measured. And like, he even tells them, which I appreciate, to his daughters, he's like, he never says like, it's going to be okay, we're going to stay together. He's just like, I will try to do better about communicating to you, but like, this is where it is.
Do the daughters drive you nuts?
No.
With like
I think
the California
fascinating
talk, do all young kids talk like that? Do they all,
very,
young girls talk like that?
Very California. Like, I just, yeah, it's very
all the brown hair.
I know,
just,
they
like,
all
gobs of hair.
I'm just concerned for Portia. There's a scene, the one scene that Portia's in, maybe there's two. She's dressed like Madonna in like the Like a Virgin video, and I'm just like, fuck, she's so, I'm just concerned for her. This is a rough age for this to happen to her in her life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, teenager, lots of kids make it through, but being in LA, she's on her way to,
that's what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
exactly. One of the most traumatizing movies of life.
At least she's got a lot of, these sisters probably really love Portia, and Kyle is a good, I would say she's a good mom.
Yeah, and he seems like a great dad. That's the other thing I give him credit for, is like, on this show, like, he, you would think he'd be like, oh, if I'd only had sons, we could have all worked in the same business together. You know, like, he's not, he very much encourages the daughters in the business, like, very, like, hands-on, and like,
right.
So I give them both credit. The kids seem fine, you know? I mean, like, good kids, not assholes. But it is wild. Like, one of them sounds exactly like Kyle. When she talks, and if you're not looking,
Alexia.
You think it's Kyle. It's wild.
It is. Genetics is crazy.
Yeah.
His whole aura has completely shifted though with Dancing with the Stars. It just makes me look at him in a whole different light.
Such like an odd choice. Dork. Because like on this show, it's like he's so busy and he's like, you know, taking over the world. And then it's like, do you have time for Dancing with the Stars? Why?
So true.
Why? I don't understand that. But yeah, it was good. I think you would like it just because there's characters like a Josh Flagg, like other
versions. If I had time, I would watch
LA,
it.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Should we?
I'm sure maybe someday I'll be able to watch it. I really don't like them anymore. This is enough. Those two, I find it offensive that as a Bravo fan, that's what happens. It's on Netflix.
It's trash. I agree with
you. And I'm done with them.
Yeah.
We'll never really find out, I guess. And maybe that's what it is. Who knows?
Right.
But why is Kyle hiding the relationship with Morgan because she doesn't want to piss him off and screw money up? I wonder why she's not open with that. Or maybe they are friends. Who knows?
A lot we don't know. Should we talk Diddy quickly? I don't know if you saw my retweet. It was like, when we need her more than ever. And it was a picture of Wendy's empty chair.
I thought that.
You know, Dorian said that like Wendy got pushed out of New York for bringing up
on
Diddy
radio
rumors way back in the day. And like moved. And that's when she moved to Philly. And it's like justice for Wendy. Unbelievable.
Well, Wendy
got
her own fucking TV show, so she fucked up her own life and she was a-okay. Well, but she probably had some bad steps.
Just crazy to think about like how long these Diddy rumors have been lingering about. When you're getting...
And she kept going and saying it on the TV.
That's
so
why she was
care.
The best. That's why she's the best. When you get federally raided like he did, a coordinated federal raid in multiple cities,
Jen
you are
Shod.
So
Jen
fucked.
Shod, right?
Yeah, but worse than that.
Even worse.
And it's always the Southern District of New York. I don't know if you notice this. Anytime it's like they got their shit together.
Where is he?
I saw pictures of him in like Miami or something walking around.
Right. He's at the airport in like those blue pants or something. Right? But that was outside the airport. They said that was right after that. So where is he? No one will confirm he was on the airplane and got to the Bermuda or wherever the hell. And no one says he's in not captivity. What's the word? He's detained. No one's saying that.
I don't know. I don't even think it's
no
at
one's
that
saying where he is.
Yeah, I don't think it's at that point yet. I think it's
why would his kids be cuffed up?
I think
they
cuffed
just let him
them.
Free? They just
then
go
I saw pictures
house?
Of them. Yeah, because I saw pictures of them later free. So I think they'd like probably
why would the feds just come look around your house if they're they're not going to arrest you.
I think it's a search warrant because they have like they're building the case, you know. So I think probably the arrest is forthcoming.
What's he got in the house that's going to, I wonder, right?
Security footage.
That he thinks is, right. And then having all these cameras just fucks people.
You know what I saw today, which was horrifying? Pictures of...
I saw that.
You saw
of
Mike?
Of the Shaws?
Of Shaws?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Choking her and shit. Paulina. I mean...
Why are you filming? Why do you have cameras if you're beating your wife up?
Seriously, and cameras everywhere. So that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't even realize there's Ring cameras in every room now. So like,
they don't care.
There's definitely footage or physical evidence or something they're looking for. There had to be. I mean, there's no reason.
I never want a Ring camera, and I don't. I'll let my kids just live like the 1990s, and I don't want Tyler being able to watch me in my house.
Yeah, I mean, we have a camera in Sterling's room, but like, I'm not in there
that's
like
a kid's
hanging
room.
Out. You know,
that's completely different.
Yeah. There's no other shared spaces.
I don't have a camera in the kids' room.
Right.
I just go on and I check them breathing every few hours. But
oh, wow.
Yeah,
good for you.
No, that's nice. You have a nice camera. I think that's really nice.
Yeah,
very
I mean,
helpful.
It's fine, but I wouldn't want a camera in a common space. But the fact
a lot
that
of people do. People have cameras.
I know
around
everywhere.
The house, like they're important.
It's crazy.
The Ring camera is a great invention. I mean, you can't.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Every single person has it.
Yeah. I think we're at the beginning of this Diddy thing, not the end. Like, I think the details that are going to come out are just going
to
be.
I'm surprised they would raid his house and not be ready to charge him with something.
Right.
Because that gives him a lot, him and some really, he can pay some really good lawyers to come up with a good, you know, to not even get. So he'll probably get off if he's not arrested. Then I who knows?
It sounds like some serious shit, like coordinated human trafficking, drugs.
If they're
I think it's coming. I think they're just,
I hope so. I would love to see the downfall.
I know.
Every person who ever watched him harass all the singers on making the band deserve this vindication.
Yes. I see people like, it's her season now with this picture of Aubrey O'Day like riding off into the sunset. It's like, fuck. I mean, okay, back to the day that happened, that Kim Porter died. You were like, you texted me and were just like, I don't buy it for a second. What the fuck happened? Da, da, da. From day one, you've been saying that. And honestly, I think you're fucking right. Like, I bet she found out some shit and he maybe that allegedly had a hand in it. That's what's terrifying. But I think it's possible because it sounds like there's guns everywhere. He's threatening people left, right, and center, shooting people.
Sure.
So I wouldn't put it past him, which is horrible.
There was some psychic who said,
I saw this.
Yeah. And did you say that she said, she goes, now Justin Bieber's next and then Jay-Z. And she said, Jay-Z won't be necessarily connected to Diddy, but there's something. So we'll see if she's right. But no, who knows what that means.
I hope not. That will really devastate me for Beyonce.
Beyonce would be better. The more I think about it, ever since I feel Beyonce has sadness in her eyes. Maybe not when she's performing, but if she was freed of him, maybe she could be happy. You don't? Okay, I do.
I think she's in her vibe.
Him since she was, I saw a picture where she was 19. He was like 30 something. And they're in the elevator. No, not that they're, no, just it's her whole life.
Oh, I know. It's her whole adult life. I mean,
Dayton, Aaliyah.
Choose to ignore those. I know that information because
we love Beyonce. Nothing against her. I feel
for her. It is fascinating when you think about how long they've been together and how young she was when they linked up, because like he was a full blown adult and she was like a very young.
People shit on J-Lo. I guess no one has a positive thing to say about her, but at least she can get out of a relationship. I think it would have been awesome had Beyonce told Jay-Z to fuck off and went on her merry way. And Rose, she will always be bigger than him, you know, but it didn't happen that way.
No.
But it would have been cool to see her,
right?
Like, just give him the finger. And somehow he weaseled his way into her.
God, I hope he's not pulled into this shit. That would be a nightmare.
Because think everything's A-okay, but they're fighting in the elevator with Solange.
We know what that was now. I mean, he was cheating.
Right. But that's only one. Who knows how it... It's just sad.
I mean, I remember I think it was the David Letterman interview he did where he was like, my wife was like, you have to leave New York because this will ruin our marriage. Like the fact he was just like still out on these streets. And like, again, you have to like tell him like we're moving to LA to save our marriage. I know it is sad, but
I'd feel really bad for the daughters and then they have a son, but little Blue. And when I see light in Beyonce's eyes is when she sees the crowd cheering for Blue Ivy, which is so sweet.
I literally almost cried at the concert when everybody was like cheering for Blue. It was just like to see her face. She's so proud of her.
She's so
cute. So proud. It's incredible. I mean, again, 11 years old. Blue Ivy's such a star.
And I love that Beyonce lets her do it.
Yes. I mean, that was the best part of the documentary is like she begged and begged and begged and we were like, you can't. She decided to do it. And she got lambasted online. And we were like, oh, maybe this was a bad decision. And she was just like, I'm going to work to be better. And it's like, what an amazing, like for a kid to take that in and be like, I'm going to tell them fuck off and like
crazy.
Work my ass off. Amazing.
I bet it will be bullshit. The psychic got lucky once.
Right.
You know, I don't see her predicting the end of the world. Right.
God. Right.
I think Beyonce would know everything that's going on. And I think she'd bounce ahead of time. It would already be happening. Right.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they have too tight a security, but you just never know, man. Jay-Z is a grimy dude,
she has people watching for her. And Beyonce's mom would never let that shit fly.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope. All right. Should we,
Beyonce's mom
house?
Would kill so I love
I
her.
Love,
she's
I,
a badass.
She's my
I
favorite Instagram follower of all time. She's the best.
She is.
Nobody like her. She rides for her kids like her kids are not famous. You know what I mean? Like she literally has to say nothing, but instead she's like defending them at all costs, reposting things from fan groups. Like it's incredible for both of them, Solange and her. She's Solange's biggest fan, Beyonce's biggest fan. It's just great. She's the best. All right. Martha's Vineyard. How do you feel the return?
I think they should have called it the Vineyard.
Oh.
Instead of making it the summer house companion. I love it, but it's only two. We are only there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that bothers me as well. I love it. I am very Jordan has grown on me a lot over like her.
Oh yeah, me too.
I guess her Bravo foray into like a few different shows.
She's great. I know three shows she's gotten her under right? her belt.
Yeah, she's becoming a thing. I just enjoy the show. I think they are fun characters. Kind of real friends, semi, but now it's like it doesn't really matter because we have some of the same people back. I love Noelle, the new chick. She seems fun. I don't know. I'm into it. How do you feel?
I think it's a lot of fun. I think without, let me pull their names up. Silas is like,
thank God.
Heidi and
Spencer
without each other. I'm missing. She's kind of boring without
she's
him.
She's definitely and pregnant. But she's not telling. I almost feel like she shouldn't have come back. But I think they needed the drama of like
screwing in the house. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and like she hasn't talked to any of them, and they all treated her like shit after she treated them like shit, and like so I think that's why she was brought back.
I think they could do something and have the summer house kids come to a Martha's Vineyard for 2 weeks. That'd be fun. I think it's good to keep them all together for 2 weeks because this was only one day and it was filled with fun things to watch.
Yes, agreed.
Rhea, she's a star. It feels like that dog is 100, but it's only 1 year later, but it seems like it should be old. I like Jasmine. I feel bad for her that she's kind of out of the loop with the other girls, but I like her.
I think Amir is so adorable. I love him. I love how he talks about his girlfriend being like, she would cut off my dick, feed it to me. And then like just the way how afraid he is of his girlfriend is great. Love that. And he's not going to do anything to like piss her off, which I think it's nice to see like a loyal dude. I always liked him.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe he's loyal, but for now, right?
I think he will be.
He hasn't shown us he's not, but I just don't believe.
Did you notice that anything. Alex was like, oh yeah, Lorena Bobbitt. And he was like, what? And he was like, you don't know Lorena Bobbitt? And he's like, no, should I? And he's like, yeah, educate yourself. And it's like, wait, how do you not know? Like, is that happened now? Like that's died out culturally.
Yeah.
People don't know.
I'm friends with someone didn't get the Nancy Kerrigan when I said at the soccer, like they should Nancy Kerrigan the goalie. And she was like, oh, I've heard of that, but
it's our responsibility to pass these.
We need a new Lorena Bobbitt.
We need a new Lorena Bobbitt, or like people need to keep bringing it up. I thought it was like in rap songs and shit. People got to keep it in the culture. We got to like
keep Lorena alive.
Yes, one of the craziest. Come on, we got it. That has to stay.
I love it.
Protect the culture.
Shanice, I think, is a lesson to every woman on the planet to just be naked and free with her body. Is she the naked girl, right?
Yes.
She can jump on the trampoline topless. And she's not very sexual. She's just naked.
She's like also like
the little
really
boy.
She's carrying around a bottle of tequila with her 24-7.
I love it. She's living life.
Yeah, she's doing it right. I think she's fun. I loved watching them on the boat twerking. And then they're like, the battery's dying. I just like, they're a fun group. Like
Noelle is fun too. The new girl. She makes some great faces at dinner.
I love when he was like, she's giving AKA energy. And then she was like, I am part of the greatest and oldest sorority. And anytime, like people who are part of that sorority, A, you can tell instantly, just like you can tell with her, you know, who's also an AKA is Giselle. So like you see that similarity.
Oh my God, Geneva. Yes. Wow. I don't know anything about this. So,
okay. Yeah. So it's like the premier.
That makes sense. She could be Giselle's daughter.
Yes. Black woman sorority. And like, I know I worked with a girl who was
one
an AK.
School or is it over schools?
It's all over.
The sorority
is
be
nationwide.
All
yes.
Was there sororities at Santa Barbara?
Oh yeah. Very big. They did. And I mean, obviously.
You never decided to get into one? I love you for that.
Absolutely.
Sororities I could see being, I guess, I don't know how you get in. I don't know. I guess it could be fun, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's my nightmare.
Some young girl I did a notary for these two kids and they're 18 and they were applying. She's like, I really hope I get into UCSB. Aww. And I said, oh, I know a lot of people that my friends that went there and they love it. And they talk about it all the time. Still, they loved it so much. We did. And she goes, how long ago did they graduate?
Don't even
like,
say
oh,
that.
Like 2000. And, all right, I graduated 2007. So I was like, probably 2000. I might have said 7 or 8. She's like, oh, a while ago. It's like, yeah, it's been a while. But Jesus. She was.
It's so depressing.
I had to go back there to do another notary. She didn't get in.
Fuck.
And they said that they have like, she has like a 4.0 plus whatever and
damn,
still didn't
yeah,
get
it's
in.
Super hard to get into now.
And then the mom was trying to, I think, get like, they should let Californians in. Because,
oh,
you know,
people love
that
argument.
Road.
Yes.
Yeah.
All these out of staters taking our spots.
Yeah.
Fucking
she
dreamer.
Wanted to even cross over to like, probably. That was, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't get into that. I got to. Yes. Keep, I know,
protect your peace, baby.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I just think college is, I mean, that's stressful. I just hope my kids invent something and don't need college. That's what I hope, because it's too stressful.
I know it is stressful. All right, let's see what
or
else.
Be athletes and get in, go to play somewhere. I don't know. But let me see here. Anything. Oh, I love Preston.
Preston.
I think he's hilarious.
Love him just telling
Bria
to like shut the fuck up, and then they like hug a second later. The summer with the Alex situation where she said like, you've been inside me in front of a group of people, that is a step too far in my opinion, not to be said.
Oh, I loved it.
You
I think
know,
it's made for TV.
I just, she is, but it made me so uncomfortable. If I was,
oh,
I would have
stick
like
your penis in a pregnant woman on Seeking Sister Wives if you don't want to talk about it. Who did that?
I just like
no, which
into
one
myself.
Said that? Shanice, not Shanice. Who was
Summer.
It? A Summer. Oh, Summer.
Yeah,
Summer
to Alex.
Should have done that because she's more reserved than the other gals,
yeah,
and she's
yeah.
Kind of, you forget about her. So
totally forget
I was
about her.
proud of her for doing that, and
it's crazy.
It shows why she. It showed why this dumb conversation was happening.
Yes,
it was.
I
was
guess
a relief.
You're right.
I was like, why does she fight? What is going on? Why are they arguing about
right,
this?
Right.
Then she said that, and I go, oh, that makes sense, because it would have looked crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Like, you're inviting me, because his explanation made complete sense.
Right.
I have a list of people, whatever this whole thing was, who knows?
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I take it back. I really think Alex is like a smooth
operator,
though.
I
I'm
like
sure
him.
He just pulls chicks all the time. He's sober
Yeah.
too, which adds like a creepiness to it. Like, he's always ever present.
Right. There's no excuse.
No excuse.
Them
yeah,
all
I'm
sleeping
excited.
In that room. I love the girls put them all in there, and I love that they give the heads up to Preston to get in the last
room. Oh, that was
room.
Perfect. And he gets
that
the other
was fun.
room. I just, yeah. And they ate it. They just like went down there. They didn't cause a huge scene.
That's a gem. Those are raised. Those boys are raised.
Yes,
right.
I agree. I do think you see a different level of like respect for each other with this group than
or just
Summer
men
House.
Being men. These guys, these boys are men.
Yes.
They're not Kyle, who
they're
would
not
sit
Kyle.
there and go
So
spit
true.
In your face over
Yep.
A room.
That's right. You're right.
I loved it. They are raised right. And I would I'd buy my kid a BMW. I'd call him up and say, hey, you get a car for acting like that on national television. Thank you.
Great.
You're a good boy.
That's great. Did you want to touch on the other Summer House? What do you got on?
I love seeing Craig and Paige. I hope we get a lot more of that. I think
really
Paige,
liked that.
Everyone says it's women, you know, feminism, the way she acts. But at some point, when is she going to give in to being in a relationship with Craig? It was a little uncomfortable. And he's seemingly moving towards being okay with them breaking up.
I think he's kind of like, he's setting his limit, which I appreciate. Like, he's like, you know, I'm doing the work on myself to be the best version of myself, hopefully for Paige. But like, if it doesn't work out, that's the first time I've ever heard him say anything.
She's
like
gonna
that.
Lose his ass. I
she
think.
might.
What do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, I think he's talking a big game. I think he'll be there for 5 years.
Man.
He seems more obsessed with her than she does him. But maybe she's just super smooth and she's just playing it well. I don't know.
Carl and Lindsay.
A mess.
It is what it is. You know, Lindsay's.
I did like when Wes was like, Lindsay would be the one I would pick to survive in the wild. You know, she'd just be
me too.
So
she'd rip a bear's head off.
Right.
Wes,
I think it'd be great.
And Sierra are cute. I
adorable.
Hope it works out with them.
I think they broke up,
oh,
which I don't
too
love.
Bad.
But I did. You know what? I also appreciated Sierra telling Carl when they the fact that they went to a spin workout after drinking that much, I have no idea how they survived. Wes looked like he was gonna die. But when she was just like, you have to kind of come to an understanding when he's talking about Lindsay, she was just like, this is what you're going to have to deal with. So you have to like decide if this is like, I just feel like it was a good way of her saying, like, really evaluate whether this is.
Oh, this is my issue. I know they're on TV, but I love how everyone's a fucking relationship expert when it comes to them. It's like, it's crazy. And
all these like broken people telling them what to do, but that's how terrible it is.
I think Lindsay's garbage and Carl, I don't know how he even got into a relationship, but I do blame him a little bit more and more as things are going on. He's bugging me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him playing like the I'm a beaten man card and Jesse Solomon. Yeah, you idiot. Carl does know Lindsay. He's been around the block with her.
Yes.
She's batshit crazy. Stop acting like Carl. Did you know Carl? Yeah, Carl knew. Carl signed up for this. So
part is very true. However, again,
no, she's showing a different.
It's where she captured him.
I'm going to start.
It's like, it's like where she captured him and who she turned into. So at the peak of like, I'm sober and healthy and I'm like positive and like me and you, babe, forever. And then she just like, then they get engaged and suddenly she's like an alcoholic again and like telling him he's on drugs. It's like, it's that shift. And you have to expect it because it's fucking Lindsay. So to your point, like he should have known, but it's still a shame to see.
Carl needs to snap quick and I wish he would have dumped her sooner, but I don't know what he was waiting for.
How do you feel about couples therapy when you're engaged? Is it a doomsday?
I think couples therapy after seeing like the therapist, what if you end up with the girl from Seek and Sister Wife? She's giving me relationship expert.
I know.
It's a broad, I'm a black and white. It sounds black and white. Like, I think that if a relationship works, it works. And if it doesn't, then you're really, you know, if someone's going to sit here and tell me all this shit, maybe I'm nuts, you know, but yeah, I'm kind of glad that it, me and Tyler, it probably can help people, but
yeah,
it would just make me.
I just think that if you have so many issues that
right person,
right, that you're like, ooh, we got to go to therapy, then you have your answer, right? To me,
there's so many people in the world
together yet. And you're like, fuck, we have so much. We have to go to therapy before we get together. It's like, maybe then you shouldn't be together.
And then you add kids into that shit. Right. It's like, you're doomed. You're fucked.
Just thank God they didn't get married. That's all I have to say. Thank God.
Oh, and
yeah.
Paige spending $8,500 on rent.
It just shows you.
Mind blowing what New Yorkers pay.
Between Giggly Squad and freaking Summer House and her Instagram shit, I bet she's clearing $1 million a year, if probably a couple mil. I can't even imagine what they're making
in ads. $500? To me, it just seems like I couldn't pay. That's just, I guess you have to be making $8,500 to her is like $2,000.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think comparatively, it's not that much of her income. And I love Craig offering to play and her shooting it down. It's like, wow. Like, again, like you're not even trying to integrate your life. Take the money.
I know. It's hard to watch her be so
cold.
So like how Alec Baldwin probably treats Alaria. I don't know. And I guess it's a flip flop, but I appreciate when a woman can, I would love to see Paige be like sweet and soft and like give in to the love of
like
Craig.
Cook him dinner or something.
And not,
cook him dinner. Like, listen to me.
Do you want to be in a relationship or you don't? Or you don't have to be so like, I'm an independent woman.
Yes,
and this
I know.
Is
it's very standoffish.
It'd be nice
where
to
it's like,
because then why are you in a relationship with him if you seem to hate him so much?
Succumb to the relationship. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. All right. We got to go, guys. We got shit to do, but we'll be back later in the week with a more thorough Rob Ho. Hopefully more Diddy stuff comes out before then. Nothing related to Jay-Z or Beyonce. And we'll be back.
It won't be. Allegedly, that lady's probably just, the internet loves to go crazy on people. And they're
crazy.
50 Cent put Jay-Z on a milk carton.
I saw 50 Cent Jay-Z? Is just the worst.
But 50 Cent really, he calls him out like he sees him.
I know. It's nerve wracking. All right. We'll be back.
Don't worry. All right. If it is true, then good. You know, she'll get rid of him.
Yeah, you're right.